Mr. Howard Partridge. Woo! So now it gets worse that Santiago actually has to make y'all stand up, right? So, all right, check this out. Did anybody notice what Victoria was doing over here, sitting in the chair? She's videotaping, right? Anybody else want to take a guess? We're live on Facebook. Who is that? So you're checking Facebook during my presentation? Hey, Dave's like, yeah, brother, I've traveled with you, I've spoken with you, you've spoken for me, you know, I mean, I already heard it all, right? Check this out. Talk about engagement, right? That's what we're talking about, engagement, right? Over 7,000 views. 7,300 views. How cool is that? 29 shares, people I'd never even heard of. Engagement, exposure, right? I shared with you more than once that we have two problems as a business, right? Number one, we don't have the right position. Why do we not have the right position? And how many of you know what I'm talking about, right? The position is your brand, like what people say about you when you're not around. So if somebody asks about you or your company, here's what would come out of their mouth, right? That's your position. That is your brand, right? So we have to intentionally develop that. How do you intentionally develop that? By creating a phenomenal community experience, creating a unique experience. You're talking about it. You're promoting it. You're engaging. You're educating. You're entertaining. And the word gets out. So I have people all the time. I mean, I was at a Dave Ramsey event one time. I'm walking into the restroom. He's like, hey, I know you. I see all your stuff online. And another guy, hey, I see you everywhere, right? 7,000 views. Because here's the second problem that you have. The second problem that a small business has is that we're not speaking to enough people, right? We're not engaging enough people. You have to continually build that list. It's not one thing. It's not two things. It's not three things. It's over and over and over and over and over and over. Taking it to the next level, doing more and 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 more stuff. The right position, communicate with enough people. Yes or yes? Okay. So give it up for the marketing ninja sitting back there for making that happen. I was like, I went back there and I checked it. I just wanted to, you know, check it out. See, I was like, I never got 7,000 views. I was like, Victoria, did you see what you did? Marketing ninja. Ninja. And then I was like, N-I-N-G-A. Oh, it's J. They're laughing back there. Okay, one more thing before I continue my teaching session. How many of you noticed that, hold on, let me button my coat for this one. Yeah, I got to button my coat for this one. How many of you noticed that there's a little bit less of me here at this conference? Yes? So at the last conference, I was up here doing my same old speech about, you know, the seven areas of life and how, you know, I used to be healthy and I lost 50 pounds and then I got off track and I'm trying to get, you know, back on track and all that, you know, garbage, right? But then I said, but this is the year. Whatever happens, I got to do it, right? And Sherry Perry brought a gentleman here at the last conference. His name is Alex, and I didn't like this guy. I mean, I loved his demeanor and everything. He's a real happy, nice guy, you know, just, you know, a lot of energy. But I was like, this dude is fit, and I can't stand that. You know, I'm like, looking at myself and looking at him, I was like, I don't like this guy. Because isn't that funny? Somebody's super successful in some areas, like, I don't like him. You know, because that's just poor self-image, right? So he's back there cracking up. So, of course, he says, hey, Howard, you know, I could really help. He's really smart, too. He's like, he didn't say anything about me. He's like, hey, I think I could help a lot of your folks in the inner circle get healthy and, you know, whatever. And I'd like to do a discovery call. And, you know, because I told him, you know, you could become a sponsor or whatever. And by the way, give all of our sponsors a big hand clap. Okay. Ziegler, Infusionsoft, Rebla, TMC, Sotellus, Top Choice. Got Dave Larson's team back here, Marketing Sales Technology. They're going to do an Infusionsoft users group. I don't know if I got everybody, but they're on the slide when they come up. Be sure during lunchtime to go and visit their tables and at least tell them thank you for supporting us and engage with them, do business with them. So I said, okay, let's talk about maybe a sponsorship or whatever. And as we're into the video call, I'm like, I finally get up the courage. And I said, because the last time I tried to get back in shape, I got a trainer, and she about killed me. I mean, seriously, I couldn't walk for 5 days. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I just can't do that. So I'm assuming that this guy is going to get on this video, and I'm going to be doing push-ups, and he's going to be like a drill sergeant, you know, sitting back in his easy chair watching me work, right? So I finally got up the courage. I said, okay, tell me how it works. When he told me how it works, it was so simple and so easy, and so I just ordered the kit right away and lost 25 pounds since March 5th. So. Not only that, Lewis, how much weight did you lose? 24 pounds, Lewis Hernandez, okay? And so now we've started a health revolution, and I want you to understand that it's not about just about losing weight. This stuff will, I mean, this helps you lose weight quickly, but safely, and it's more about optimal health for life, right? So none of us want to be, Dave, how much did you lose?
14.
14 pounds in 30 days?
Yeah, in a month.
In a month, okay. Is 30 days and a month the same, or? And he ain't even a C. Oh, some months have 31, excuse me, okay.
Yeah, he's on the 30-day
diet, 30-day diet and lost a month. Yeah, there you go. So the thing is that it's about optimal health for life. So how many of you would like to be on a whole pile of medication 10 years from now? How many of you would like to be shuffling around, going to the doctor, got high blood pressure, diabetes, everything? But you know what? That's the reality in America, isn't it? And that's the problem is I couldn't stand up here and speak with confidence about health because if I'm not doing it, how am I going to tell you to do it? Right? Or encourage you to do it. So here's what we're going to do. At 4:30 today, Alex, my health coach, Alex, stand up. The energy I have is crazy. It's crazy. I mean, to the point that, I mean, I'm like serving my wife like I never did before. The garage is clean all the time, not like every 5 years, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm not only doing the dishwasher, I'm doing the whole thing, you know what I mean? It's just like I got crazy, crazy energy, and I had energy before, right? I'm going to jump off this stage. By the way, I'm going to drive that thing around this room maybe tonight. But there you go. So the thing is that not only that, there are people in the inner circle that would probably be dead in the next few years that have gotten on this program. And this program has probably already saved some lives. So that man deserves a balloon pop back there. I'll give him another big hand clap. The other cool thing that happened through that is Santiago's wife, Elise, got on it. And I've been trying to get Elise back on my team for I can't tell you how long. And so she became our very first health coach, and she's helping people through the process. I don't have time to do it, but, you know, she's doing that. It's just been amazing. So if you'd like to lose weight and you'd like to have a healthier life, then get with Alex at 4:30 and go through that presentation. Yes or yes?
Yes.
All right, how many of you are ready to learn the 9 steps of creating, marketing, and delivering a phenomenal experience? Yes, you ready? Okay. Several years ago, November of 2012, I was at Thanksgiving dinner at my brother's house, and Tom Ziegler and I were leaving the next day to go to Australia. We had been there before, and the host, Steve McKnight, who is the number one real estate investment author in Australia, had invited us back to do a 5-city tour in 7 days. Full-day workshop, and this is going to be a haul. This is the kind of thing where you show up with your bags already packed, you do the whole seminar, and then you leave for the airport, fly to another city, and do it all over again the next day. Well, so this is over 7 days, including Perth, Australia, which is 4.5 hours one way. I had scheduled 4 days on the Great Barrier Reef to, it's just always been on my bucket list. I'm not going to be across the world in Australia and not go to the Great Barrier Reef. And Tom sends me a text on Thanksgiving Day. We were actually texting back and forth on something very minor, like forms and stuff like that, and just getting those final details right. And he sends me this text, says, Dad's not doing well. We're heading to the emergency room. I mean, out of the blue. And I'm like, what? And I said, what's going on? He said, I'll keep you posted. Later on, he says, you may have to go by yourself and I'll catch up with you. And we were going to fly out together. And I said, just please keep me posted. And then the next morning, he sends me a text and he said, Howard, he said, I don't think I'm going to make it. It's this is serious. And would you be willing to go and do this tour by yourself? And I said, I'm not only willing, but I'm able, because the fact is in our one-day seminar, I do 87% of the work anyway. You know? I mean, Tom, he does the opening session, then he sits back there at the back and watches me work. You know, I don't understand how that works, but it's true. Right? Yeah, right, right. So anyway, so I said, okay, no problem. And so I went on the website, because I'm going with Tom, right? We're going to do our thing, but he set the whole thing up. And I go on the website to see what they're saying about it and everything. And it's the Tom Ziegler Seminar. So I show up in Brisbane, and there's all these people out here. And the first thing that we have to tell them is that Tom Ziegler ain't here for the Tom Ziegler Seminar. Right? And they were very nice, very understanding, but you could just kind of tell that, you know, they're like, what's really going on here? So I'm trying to get information. I do Brisbane, I do Sydney, get to Melbourne, and before I went to bed that night, I'm refreshing and trying to get an email, trying to, you know, get some kind of information, and I got no information, and I go to bed that night. And I wake up the next morning, and it's all over Facebook that Zig Ziglar has passed away. That was an extremely tough day for the family. I wanted to be there with them. But I got on one hand, I'm carrying the torch, so I'm very, you know, grateful for that. And I talked Tom into streaming the memorial service live over the internet, and I sat there and watched it at 1 o'clock in the morning in Perth, Australia. So I get done with the tour. I'm a wet noodle, and now I got the 4 days on the Great Barrier Reef to just relax and finish up my book and get on the beach. I mean, look at this island right here. And the people in Australia were just phenomenal. I mean, even flight attendants would stop and chat a bit, as they say over there. So I had two options when I booked this trip. One is to take a two-hour bumpy boat ride. Second was to take a helicopter out to this island. So which one would you choose? Right. And it wasn't that much more expensive, really, in the big scheme of things. So I take this helicopter over there. What an amazing view. And I land on this island. Is that a phenomenal product right there or what? I land on that island right there, and I mean, wow. I'm expecting that there's going to be a little guy in a white suit comes out. You know, anybody ever see Fantasy Island? The plane, right? I mean, I'm like expecting, wow, this is going to be the most phenomenal experience off the charts ever. But I'm not on the ground very long before I realize that this is not going to be the experience that I thought it was going to be. As a matter of fact, I never heard anyone at that resort, only one resort on the island, never heard them once call a guest by name. You're room 157. You're a number. They kind of avoided you because if you stop somebody, you ever been in a store and you ask for, you know, you see somebody that works there and you need something, you know, at a hardware store or whatever, and you kind of see that they're running the other way because they don't want to interact with you because that means work, right? And that's kind of how it was there. And when you're on an island across the world, there's one resort there, and everybody who works at that resort lives on the island, and you got that going on, you start feeling kind of weird. You know, you start feeling like this is going to turn into one of those bad movies, you know, like The Beach or something. You know what I mean? Phenomenal marketing, phenomenal sales, but they blew it on the service experience. Was not engaging. They had some education, but that was for, it was a bird sanctuary, and so people, you know, that were bird watchers or whatever, and you could walk out on the reef and stuff like that. No entertainment. You can have the most beautiful, amazing, phenomenal product in the world, but if you do not create that experience, it's not going to work. Let me ask you a question. What could they have done to engage someone? Let's say it's your 50th anniversary. You step off of that helicopter. They could just engage you and ask you some questions, right? So, hey, what brings you to the island? We're celebrating our 50th anniversary. I guarantee you, if it's me, there's going to be flowers on that front porch if I have to hand pick them myself. If I have to create them out of construction paper, they're going to be on the front step, right? I mean, I would have a little guy in a white suit. Johan, there you go. Joe, let's go to the Great Barrier Reef. Where's Johan? Bruce said that, by the way, not me. I mean, I'd have those big tropical drinks, you know, with the fruit on top and the little umbrella, you know what I'm talking about? And then they would have, you know, you'd have these cold white towels, you know, that you could wipe, even if there ain't no sweat, you know, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it would be off the charts. If I got something like that, it's going to be off the charts. Off the charts. Wow. Your mentor passed away. Really sorry to hear that. Could you create a card? I don't care if I got to create it out of notebook paper. If I'm on the other end of that, there's going to be a handwritten note on that screen door the next morning. You follow what I'm saying? What can you do in your business to engage people like that? To serve them? Yes?
Amen.
Yeah, think about that. You can have the best product in the world. Number one, these are nine steps. This is in your outline. Number one, engage with their emotional state. What's the emotional state of someone who's celebrating their 50th anniversary?
Exhausted.
Oh, you got... Oh, y'all could just go there. Okay. All right. Hey, Sati. I love the fact that I can just call Santiago up at a moment's notice. He knows all my systems. He can just take over for me, and I'm going to exercise that authority right now. Sati, just come finish for me, because I mean they're just too unruly. I mean, this is just, you know, exhaustion. Okay, all right. Well, next year I have a book coming out that I was your best man. What are you talking about? Okay. All right, speaking of marriage, what's the emotional state of someone about to get married that doesn't know that they're going to be exhausted after 50 years? Excited, right? Maybe. It might be nervous. It might be all of the above. Check all the boxes that apply. We're going to check all the boxes, right? Let me ask you this question. If you're in the bridal industry and you overlook the picture to the left, if you overlook the fear and concern, only focus on the excitement, are you possibly going to miss something? Susan, what business are you in? She decorates weddings every weekend. What are they worried about? Stress of everything coming together and looking the way that they want it. Yeah, we're excited, but hey, this thing better go down right. You know, it better be set up right. And you got to connect with that. You got to let them know that you understand. Now, that doesn't happen just in the personal interaction. That also happens in your marketing. This is about creating it, marketing it, and delivering it. So in your marketing, on your social media, the messaging that you put out there, the reports that you create, the videos that you do, the messaging that you do shows that you care and that you know about that. Does that make sense? We want to help you avoid having those nightmare issues and problems. Oh, now finally somebody who understands how I'm feeling. See, engaging with people is connecting with that emotional state. Make sense? Yes or yes? Okay. All right, number two, develop your MVP and UEP around that emotion. And I know that some of you guys are asking, can I get a vowel with that? Can I buy a vowel? Okay. What does MVP stand for? Mission, values, and purpose, right? So I'm going to develop my mission around the service experience, and UEP, by the way, stands for your unique experience proposition, right? How many of you have heard of a USP? Unique selling proposition, right? A unique experience proposition is this is the unique experience that we're going to provide, and it's attached to the emotional problem or issue, and you develop your MVP, your mission, your values, and your purpose to create that. So let me give you an example. Who could tell me what our mission statement is at Phenomenal Products? That would be our service company. Stop being a slave to your business, right? The values that we have, reputation, experience, education, systems, guaranteed, those are our values. And then our purpose is so that small business owners will have more life. See, what's unique about us is that we recognize the fact that business owners that have been in business for over 3 years that have at least a couple of employees, probably, well, they have employees or not, but if you've been in business for over 3 years, you probably feel like a slave to your business. So David Fry really knows copy and said, Howard, the best thing you got is this right here. Stop being a slave to your business. Because it's true, right? How many of you were attracted by that because that's how you felt, right? So your marketing copy, your marketing messages, the way that you engage, the way that you educate, the way you entertain is all around that. And your UEP is your unique experience proposition. So what's our proposition? Our proposition is, hey, get involved in the inner circle and enjoy the phenomenal community experience you have here where you get the support, you get the encouragement, and you get the accountability to grow the kind of company that you want so that you can have some freedom. And that's our purpose, so that small business owners will have more life. Who can tell me what LIFE stands for? What's our acronym for LIFE? Living in freedom every day. See, there's no freedom in being overweight and unhealthy. There's no freedom in being broken in debt. There's no freedom in not being able to get my employees to do what it is that they need to do. There's no freedom in not being able to attract and acquire the kinds of clients that I need for my business. Right? Yes or yes? What are y'all thinking about anyway? Okay. All right, so I was in Florence a couple years ago, and some of you guys have seen this video, but I'm sitting there, talk about an experience. I'm sitting there with my wife having a cappuccino in Florence, right? And in Italy, they do art on the cappuccino, right? So that building in the background over there is the Duomo. It's like the most phenomenal building I've ever seen in my entire life. This thing, I mean, it's all marble inside and out. It's just like amazing. It took 500 years to build this thing. If you ever want to study up on it, it's a fascinating story about that building. And so I'm sitting there having a cappuccino with Denise, and I see some commotion going on. And you know, when you're a tourist, you're looking for anything cool that's happening, right? And people are lining up, and I'm like, what's going on over there? And so I go over and I look. And this lady's got this taxi cab all like decorated, and when you get on the inside of it, there's like toys. I sat on a chicken that, you know, one of those chickens that it's like a squeeze box thingy, you know, whatever, rubber chicken. And I mean, she's got bubbles coming out of the AC thing. She's dressed like a clown. I was like, what in the world is this? So I go up and I ask her first if I could take a picture with her. She said yes. And I said, you know, can you take us to our hotel? She said, sure, get in. So we get in. Turns out that the reason that her taxi cab is decorated like this is because her husband died of cancer. And what she does is she takes children who come into Florence, who go to the hospital, who have cancer, and she takes them back and forth for free. Isn't that cool? Has anybody rode in a taxi cab lately?
Uber.
Uber, finally, hallelujah, came along, and, you know, places like Austin, right, kicked them out. Houston wants to kick them out because it's disruptive technology. But if you can make an ordinary taxi cab service unique, what could you do with your business? Hey, you know, there's a guy in here. Where's the men in kilts? Where are they at? Okay, right here. What's your name, ma'am?
Allie.
Could you stand up for us, please? Could you walk right up here where everybody can see you? I'm giving you guys some free promotion here. Okay. Now, it might not be that unusual to see a young lady in a skirt, but the name of the company is Men in Kilts. So, what's your relationship to the owner?
He's my boss. He's teaching me. I'm the marketing coordinator.
Okay, so you're the marketing coordinator. So her boss is wearing a kilt. And they clean windows. And they clean pools. Okay. Huh? High rise window. I wasn't going there. What are y'all talking about? I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. All right. And your name again? Allie. Give Allie a big hand clap. You remember stuff like that. Dress up like a clown if you have to. Wear a skirt if you have to, if it's a kilt and it's Scottish. So here's the and only then. Okay, so here's the question. What is your prospect's overarching emotion that you need to connect with? It's all about that. I'm telling you, it's all about that. What is it? Is it fear? Is it excitement? Number three, make them feel special. Mary Kay said that every individual has an invisible sign around their neck that says, "Make me feel special." Make me feel special. Dale Carnegie said, "The name of a person is the sweetest sound to him or her in any language." One of my personal goals has been to remember names. We did a full day in Hickory, North Carolina the other day, and every time somebody gave me their name, I wrote it down during the presentation. And at the end of it, I was able to close and call all 22 of them by name. Now, that was a full day. Bob Berg came to our event, and he stood up in front of 170 people. He had met personally 70 people that morning and called 69 of them by first name and last name, just met them that morning. And the only reason that he missed one is because he looked at the guy and he said, "I didn't meet you." And the guy said, "I was just testing you," and he sat down. Seriously. That's on video in the dark internet of the inner circle somewhere down there. That was like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Okay. Make them feel special. Everybody wants air. Everybody needs air. That stands for appreciation, inspiration, and recognition. Remember your DISC profiles, right? That D's and I's like public recognition, whereas S and C's like personal and sometimes even more private appreciation, right? By the way, how do you inspire someone? Somebody give me a simple, easy way that you can inspire another person. Help me out here.
Believe in them.
So what do you mean by that, John?
Some people are expecting to get students who are struggling in math, and they don't have any self-confidence at all that they can do it.
They don't have self-confidence, so let them know that they can do it. Believe in them. Give them encouragement. You can do this. All right, what else? Yes, sir.
Share with them how you've been able to overcome some of your own challenges.
Your own personal testimony, the way that you live, and when people see you going through adversity and they see you excelling, they're going to want to be a part of that if they're the right person and if you handle it the right way. All right, one more.
Yes, sir. Let them know you care about them.
Let them know you care about them. Show them that you care about them. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them. Bruce.
I agree with
them. Dream with them. What did I tell you that I love about being with Santiago? We dream together. We dream. Cost me a lot of money, but we dream. That just means I got to make more money to pay for all that stuff, right? And I want him to get his dream. I told him the other day, you know, we bought this house in Destin, and then we turned around, I'm building my house and everything, and he and Elise, you know, decided not to move to Destin, so I got that house up for sale. And, you know, I said, you know, we're not thinking big enough. Kenny's on the health plan, so he'll be around for longer, hopefully. I mean, you know, get healthy. And I said, why are we thinking small? Why don't you have two houses? You're not limited to one house in Houston. How many houses should you have?
Many as you want.
Many as you want? Who said you could only have one house, one car? Now, I will say this, and I learned this from John Maxwell. He said, once you have five houses and 12 cars, that's probably enough, and start focusing on significance rather than success, right? So now the way that I took that is I started counting. I said, okay, I got it. Let's see, car number one, two, three, four, and five houses. That's not what he meant. What he meant is, and this was his quote, is that once you get a taste of significance, success will never satisfy. Once you get a taste of significance, making a difference in someone else's life, that's what inspires people. I believe in you. I care about you. I want to dream with you. Why are we thinking so small? Why are we like, well, you could just have one house? I want all my people to have 12 houses and 5 cars if that's what they want. And I want to help them get it. Yes or yes?
Yes.
All right. Number 4. Yeah, that's me. I was my son's age. By the way, a lot of you guys have been asking about my son. So I think that everybody that knows him, that has his cell phone number, if you know him and you don't have his cell phone number, text him and say, we miss you. Okay? And not right this second, but like on lunch or whatever. Oh, you want to do it now? Man, I'm on a time frame here. All right. You do it. Okay. But pay attention while you're texting. Okay? Multitask. All right, so everybody that has Christian's cell phone number, I don't want to like give his cell phone number to everybody in the world. He'll kill me. But if you already know him and you already have it, go ahead and text him right now. Tell him that you love him and that you miss him here. So guess what the reason that he's not here? Check this out. So that was me when I was about 21, 23. So guess what Christian's doing now? Huh? Yes, he's working in a high-end restaurant, wearing a tie to work. They don't wear bow ties anymore. Doing what I did at his age. So, I mean, it is a phenomenal product, but I guess he was like, well, I got to follow the same path. And I was like, no, don't do that. I mean, no, just jump right in, right? But anyway, the reason I use that picture is because when I was a high-end waiter, back then you could smoke inside, which is not a good idea, by the way. But so when people would pull out a cigarette, the race was on to see who could be there with a lighter first, right? It was a race. We're all, you know, why do they call them waiters? Because you stand there and wait for something like that to happen. So anticipate their needs. Intentionally anticipate their needs. What are they going to need? Have it for them before they even ask for it. Once they ask for it, it's too late. Okay?
Is that a Marlon Brando pose?
Yeah. I don't know what that... Actually, what that was I did some modeling shots. Somebody talked me into that, and some lady got a lot of my money that I didn't... Actually, money I didn't have. Number 5, educate them. These are 2 of our marketing reps out there doing demos. That newsletter right there that we just sent out was the best newsletter our service company has ever produced right there because of these folks right here. So if you need a newsletter, see, we have something go out every month to our client base. Educate, educate, educate. Email, mail, social media, every way that you can do it. All right, number 6, entertain them. This book right here, I learned a great lesson from this book. It's called The Experience Economy. And in this book, as you can see, the subtitle is Work is Theater and Every Business is a Stage. So let me ask you a question. What is theater designed to do? Entertain, right? And what is entertainment? What does entertainment really do for you? It makes you feel something. It takes you on an emotional journey, right? And it's manufactured. It's a system, right? It's a system that's manufactured to make you feel a certain way at a certain time, at this point in time. Like, for example, when I'm doing a presentation, like once in a while I expect a balloon pop. Now, it doesn't always happen. Thank you. Unless I ask for it, but, you know.
Getting needy,
I know, right? I'm getting needy, right? It's terrible. Terrible. It's just an example. It's just an example, right? But a great show, like Bruce and Joanna went with us to the Love Show, the Beatles Love Show. When I took my team out there, it was a phenomenal experience, right? Just an amazing show. And so theater is designed to make you feel a certain way. And it's step by step. So what do I mean by a system? So walk me through. What are the parts of a theater production? Walk me through it.
Stage.
Yeah, the stage. You got the set, right? Was that a phenomenal set? Unbelievable. What else? Rehearsal. You got to practice the scripts, right? You got to practice the, you know, your part. What else? The timing. Yes. Costumes. We all call those uniforms or dress code, right? What else?
The pit.
Huh?
The pit.
The who?
The pit.
The pit. What's the pit?
Orchestra.
Oh, the orchestra. Yes, got it. Good. Thank you. By the way, do we know each other? What's your name? Whoa, Aaron, this is Aaron. He's been hitting me on email big time. You're wearing a bow tie. Why are you wearing a bow tie? You felt like it. Talk about feelings. Nice to meet you, sir. Glad you're here. All right. Gotta love a man in a bow tie. All right. So you got the set. You got the props. You got the costumes, dress code. You have the scripts. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to pay a lot of money for a theater, a ticket to the theater, to the show, and some kid walks out on the stage and decides to dress like he wants to dress and say whatever he feels like saying that day? But that's what's happening in your business, because you haven't looked at it as theater. This is what happens first. This is what happens second. This is what happens next. These are the scripts. These are the steps. We're going to rehearse it. And so sometimes that's how our customers feel. Now, here's the thing. Today, unfortunately, their expectations have gotten really low. So when you're doing it, you're hitting it out of the park, it's amazing, right? They're just like, wow, this is amazing, right? But start thinking about your business that way. Ellen Rohr has a phenomenal way of doing this. She said, let's imagine that you have a restaurant, for example, right? And what you want to do is you want to walk outside of that restaurant, you want to get in the car, you want to go down the street, and what you want to do is come back and imagine that you're a customer, and you want to identify every single thing that could go wrong. So what could go wrong? You're driving up the road. What could go wrong? You can't see the sign, right? So John Maxwell said one time, he and his wife, Margaret, love Krispy Kreme donuts, right? But they only like them when they're hot. If the hot light is not on, they don't go through. They go by, the hot light is not on, but the temptation is too great. They go through the drive-thru. They get the donuts come out piping hot. And he said to the girl in the drive-thru, he said, hey, what's the deal? The light wasn't on, but yet the donuts are piping hot. She said, oh, I don't turn that light on. He said, well, why not? She said, there's a line around the building. We just get way too busy when that happens. So, do we have a lack of communication here between the owner of the company and the person at the drive-thru? Right? I was in Florida one time. I'm on the 10th floor. I'm looking down, and there's a lady, a young girl, who is supposed to be washing off the boardwalk, getting the sand off the boardwalk with a garden hose. She had a garden hose in this hand and her cell phone in this hand, and she's texting, and the water hose is watering the bushes. Every now and then she'd notice it, and she'd start doing what she's supposed to do, and then she gets distracted over here again. So the thing is that you got your restaurant, and you want to reverse engineer this thing. So you can't see the sign. You got to trim the bushes, whatever. The sign needs to be repainted. What else could you see? You pull up to the parking lot, huh? Parking's full. There's not enough parking space. It's too small. You can't see the lines. There's trash in the parking lot. You're walking up to the building. What do you see?
Door's dirty.
Yeah, there's smudges all over the place. Sidewalk's dirty. Cigarette butts. What else? Yeah, the clothes sign. They never turned it around. Man, it really was slow today. I wonder what the deal is, right? You walk in. Then what happened? There's nobody there to greet you. Why? Because the hostess is back there texting somebody. MIA. So do you see how you can reverse engineer your service experience and then you put in what's supposed to happen. And I've just found that that's easier to do it that way than to try to figure out what needs to happen. Make sense? Yes or yes? Okay. All right. Oh, here we go. You might want to wear a kilt. You might want to get you some Bubba teeth. Mine are for sale, by the way, because I retired Bubba. This is David Phelps is a dentist, so he has a tooth. It's called the Tooth Man. The Tooth Man goes into schools and educates kids and might actually show up at a restaurant or someplace. What's this guy doing? He's dying laughing. What did David Fry say last night? Humor, right? Get people laughing. Get people, you know, let's have fun. Entertainment might be dinner. This is Daryl Thomas. He started with us in Inner Circle, I don't know how many years ago. He had a very low price company, price shoppers, no shows, canceled checks, terrible customers. And he came and got an Inner Circle and built a high quality company. And that's what we're talking about today, is we're talking about how do you attract Mercedes clients. So he said, I want to attract Mercedes clients. So he literally started a whole new business. And he went from zero to 1.5 million. And about 2 years ago, he sold one part of his business that was doing $400,000 for $400,000 cash. So how would you like to have a $1.5 million business and you just sell off $400,000 of it, keep the 1.1, right? Did I get the math right? Hallelujah. Fantastic. Okay. All right. There we go. Hey, I need to get in John's class, man, mathnasium. Anyway, so I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to be there. I text him, say, hey, man, would love to take you guys out to dinner. And that man right there, anytime I get anywhere near where he's going to be, he said, Howard, I'll serve you any way that I can. And he sat there, and he told Santiago, he said, the two most influential relationships in my life are my wife and this man right here. That's what I'm talking about. How do you invest in people to the point where they feel that way about you? By the way, Daryl is coming to the Destin Referral Marketing Workshop. He said, Howard, I'll come down there. I'll share anything that those people want to know because I just want to give back. So if you want to learn how he went from zero to 1.5 and then sold off $400,000 cash, be in Destin. It's June 21st and 22nd, I think. With me, David Fry, Santiago, and Daryl's going to be there. Number seven, have phenomenal systems. All right. How many of you guys have seen the demo that we do where you've got like nine people on the stage? Have any of you seen that? Okay. How many of you seen that actually? Show of hands. How many of you have not, you don't know what I'm talking about? How many of you aren't going to raise your hand no matter what I say? Got you to raise your hand. That's right. Those of you that have seen it, should we do it with these guys and show it to them?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I need nine volunteers and I need nine gifts. Come on, let's do this real quick. All right, give me nine volunteers that want to get a nice gift. Come on up here. All right, now you have not done this before, correct? Remember where you get nine people and I show you something and then you have to show the next person, you have to show the next person? No? I need newbies. You did it. Get out of here. Come on. Give me have all new people. In fact, if you've never, you can't have seen it either. Let's get all of our newbies up here. I need nine people. I got all kind of people. Look at this. Okay. All right. Give them a big hand clap. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Who's going back? Okay. All right, Dan. All right. Okay, all right, so let's get where everybody can see real good. The stage isn't big enough, so yeah, come on down here. All right, so you got to have systems, right? And so what I want to do is I want to demonstrate for you this exercise to show you something about systems, okay? Now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show Kevin something, and then he's going to show Heather. Heather, you're going to show David. Aaron, right? You're going to show Aaron. You got a name tag? It's on the code, okay. All right, Jason, BK, I know all you guys, Matt, Tyler, and Denise, of course, yes, okay. And there's two Denises there, you told me that. Okay, so so Heather's going to show David, David's going to show Aaron, so on and so forth, okay? Got it? So I'm going to show him something, and then he's going to show you, so on and so forth. All right, so you got to, what you got to do is you got to do it exactly like you see it, all right? Whatever they show you, that's what you got to do. Yes? Everybody good? Everybody understand? Okay. So what I need you to do is I need all of you guys to turn around and face that way. Oh, we got a mirror. Close your eyes. If anybody opens their eyes. What's that? You can't really see it, though. All right, close your eyes. Okay. All right, so actually I'm going to show this to Kevin. I'm going to show it to him twice just to make sure that he's got it, okay? And then, Kevin, what you're going to do is you're going to tap Heather on the shoulder, and you're going to show her. He's going to show it to you once, and then you're going to turn around. You're going to show David, so on and so forth. Okay, everybody got it? All right, close your eyes, except for you, Kevin. Here we go. All right, you ready? One more time. Got it? Okay. Show David exactly what you saw, Heather. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Denise. All right. So, Denise, I'm going to show you exactly what I did, not once, but twice for Kevin. And Kevin's going to confirm it. All right, you ready? Here's exactly what I did. This is why when you tell an employee to do something or you show them how to do it and they show somebody else who shows somebody else who shows somebody else And then you walk in your business one day and somebody is stirring Kool-Aid and somebody's drinking on the job and they're having a party, right? When they're supposed to be shooting an apple off of somebody's head. A polish one at that. Okay, so what can we learn from this about systems? All right, help me out. What can we learn about systems with that? Have it written down. What if I said, okay, first thing you do, find the best apple from the tree, right? How do you define the best apple? And then what you do is you blow on it how many times?
Three
times. And then how many times do you polish it? Three times, right? Now, what I didn't do is I didn't reach for the arrow, but that's okay. Same thing. So let me give you the simplest way to train somebody on a system. You ready? Tell them what to do. Show them how to do it, and then watch them do it until they're doing it successfully. If you want to teach somebody how to sell, you want to teach somebody a script, you got to tell them what to do. You show it to them in the manual. You show them how to do it. You demonstrate for them, and then you let them do it, and you coach them along the way until they're doing it successfully, right? Got it? Tell, show, watch. Because, thank you. Most of us, we don't write it down. We tell them what to do. We might show them once or twice. But we never watch them. We never take the time, right? So you got to have phenomenal systems. And those phenomenal systems have to be trained. So what I'd like to do is we got some phenomenal books on the table back there. Go pick out a book.
On the stage.
Oh, they're on the stage over here, so go pick out a book. Give these guys a big hand clap for playing along. All right, where are the books? Okay. Oh, and you got some goodie bags there, too, so take your pick. Actually, you know what I want them to have is... okay, if you already have my books, then we've got some other books back there, like The Power of Who. Right, so just go to the table and get one of those. I love the story of somebody, everybody, and nobody. Thank you, sir. Somebody was asked to do something that was everybody's job. Everybody thought somebody was going to do it, but nobody did it. When nobody did it, everybody asked why somebody didn't do it. Somebody said it was everybody's job. Everybody said it was nobody's job. Therefore, nobody did it. You ever experienced that in your company? Yeah, you bet. Number eight, have phenomenal leadership. Phenomenal leadership. Right now in the Inner Circle, we're doing an eight-week course. On the Inner Circle website, we've got John Maxwell. We got Rick Jones. We got everybody in the world that you need to learn leadership from on those videos on the Inner Circle website. By the way, that's Rick in one of our small group workshops leading everybody in a dance. I think we're going to need to get him to do that at some point. During the conference, what do you guys think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then finally, number nine, create a phenomenal community experience. By the way, mark your calendars, the Destin Dream Retreat, July 28th through 30th. So we're going to do Destin twice this summer because I have a new goal. The new goal is to figure out how I am to be required to be in Destin the entire summer, right? So if I have something down there every week, then I have to be there all the time, right? So we're doing a referral marketing workshop on June 20th and 22nd, and then the Destin Dream Retreat will be July 28th through 30th, if you'd like to go to the beach with us, okay? All right, final section. How many of you want to attract Mercedes clients? Why is that? Because Mercedes clients care more about quality than price. Go ahead and fill that in on your handout. Mercedes clients care more about quality than price. If you would like to get rid of price shoppers, then you've got to understand how to attract Mercedes clients, all right? There are five things that Mercedes clients will line up for and pay the highest prices for. Number one is your reputation. How are you going to build that reputation? You're going to build that reputation by building, by creating a phenomenal experience with your messaging out there. By the way, do these five things look familiar? That's your five-point UEP. That's your five-point marketing message. These are the five things that people will line up and pay a higher price for. Is a Mercedes client going to use your company or your service if they don't know whether they can trust you or not? There's no way. You're not going to get a chance. All right. So you have to build and protect your reputation. Number two is experience. If you want to attract Mercedes clients, you have to not only have experience, but again, you have to demonstrate that in the marketing message and everything that you're doing. Number three is education. This is why you want to be in the education marketing business, is to position yourself as the go-to people. By the way, if you happen to have a business where, you have a restaurant or something like that where, you know, it doesn't cater to Mercedes clients, that doesn't mean that you can't use this strategy. Because what I'm really talking about here is I'm talking about the whole brand, the whole experience that you create around yourself, right, in your network, in your community. Number four, they'll pay for the right systems, the right service experience. And number five is your guarantee or your commitment to them. Mercedes clients buy through a referral from a trusted friend or a consultant. What did David Fry tell us last night? He told us that people will refer friends, or that people that refer are your existing clients, an influential person, or a company type, right? So here's the thing. If you want to attract higher quality clients, you're not going to get there through traditional advertising. Now, there are some ways to do some things on Facebook and internet and things like that, but there's a big learning curve. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen there. And this is what Dave also said last night, which I appreciated. He said Howard has simple systems that anybody can implement. And it's true. It's all about relationships. It's about building and maintaining that relationship with your existing client base. It's about building and maintaining that relationship with your network. It's about building and maintaining the relationships with those referral sources. But you got to be intentional about that, and you got to have a system for that. All right? Let me give you 10 reasons that referral marketing is more effective than paid advertising. Number one, the network is unlimited. I'll explain that in just a minute. Number two, you get higher quality clients. You get clients instead of customers. What's the difference between a client and a customer? Clients are repeat. Please don't use big words. If it has more than two syllables, I don't understand it.
I'm a lawyer.
I know you are. Difference between a customer and a client. They're repeat. Yeah, devotion. They're raving fans. There's a relationship there, okay? They're pre-qualified. People trust referrals, reduces competition. There's low cost, high returns, returns are guaranteed, and there's a small time investment. But when you do this right and you do this well, you can achieve explosive growth. The problem is we just don't implement it. Is that true? We don't hire that part-time rep like Dave was talking about last night, and we don't do it ourselves. Now, there's some people in this room that have done a phenomenal job. Stephanie Overturf right here. I mean, so since you guys started, you doubled your business, then you bought out a competitor. Give me some recent stats.
We're at about half a million now.
And you started how much?
When we started with you, we were about 60,000.
Woo! That's a nice ring to it. 60,000, half a million. Yeah, actually, they're in my next book. They're going to be speaking today at our Inner Circle member only after lunch. So I want you guys to give them a lot of love, and they're going to come and tell their story, which is a phenomenal story. Very proud of you guys. And she's done a phenomenal job doing referral marketing, not just in person, but also online. Go check out the Facebook stuff, the videos that she does, all of that. So here's the thing. You've got to implement it. All right, so let's break this down. You're going to get a higher quality client. Why? Because a referred client has a relationship with the person who referred you, correct? So they already have a lot of trust for you. They're pre-qualified. Why? Because that referral source right there has that relationship, and you're going to educate that referral source. See, you're going to engage that referral source, you're going to educate that referral source, and you're going to entertain that referral source. We have in our service company, we have four marketing reps. That's all they do every single day. Well, except for the director. Aliki runs everything, leads everything. But she goes on a route herself. So in the last 12 months, that team under Santiago's direction, he's the one that got the team mobilized, in 12 months, a company that's been around for over 30 years, in 12 months. Because, see, you've been doing it a long time. You say, oh, we already kind of did all that stuff. You know, I mean, that's, you know what I mean? You're just going to be adding incremental growth. Santi got that team mobilized, and they tripled our referral source referrals in less than 12 months. Tripled. Thank you. Reduces competition. Why is that? See, it's easy to copy an ad. It's easy to hack somebody's funnel. It's easy to do direct marketing. You can't copy a relationship very easily. Is that true? And the fact is that even if people have a relationship with somebody, you're going to come in and do it bigger, you're going to do it better, and it's going to be more meaningful because you understand community and they don't. It's a simple fact. The cost is low. What do you really need to do referral marketing? Show up. And even if you get a part-time rep, what does a part-time rep cost you? $15 an hour? 20 hours a week? Right? That's not a lot of money. How many referrals could you generate? How many referral stops, referral calls, referral contacts could a person make in 20 hours a week? A bunch. A ton. I mean, you can stumble in there and do everything wrong and succeed. And the returns are high, the returns are guaranteed. So when you think about paid advertising, if you invest a dollar, how much do you want to get in return? $1 million? Okay. $4. Okay, that's a 4-to-1 return. So what if you have a 10% referral reward? What's your return? 10-to-1. If you have a certificate and less than 50% of the people actually cash in that certificate, now you have a 20-to-1 return. Pretty cool. When you advertise, are you guaranteed to get a return? What did David Pryor tell us last night? Sometimes you have to go negative when you're doing direct advertising. And the time investment is really not that much. I mean, how long does it take to call somebody, Facebook them, text them, show up, send out card and some brownies, right? And if you stay at it, it's amazing what will happen. All right. Here's the thing. Casual referrals are not enough. Casual referrals are not enough. What I mean by casual referrals is that you're doing a good job, you're telling people, hey, refer me, but you don't have a system. See, you have to have a system. You have to have a system. This is what happens every single day. This is what happens every single week. This is what happens every single month. Proper networking skills are a prerequisite for referral marketing. One of the reasons that some people aren't very good at referral marketing is they don't know how to build and maintain a relationship. And that's a skill that can be learned. So I have a module, actually. We don't have time to get into that right now, but I have a module on the Inner Circle on how to do that, how to network. Get some of Bob Berg's stuff. How many of you have been to BNI, a BNI meeting? Okay. BNI is a great place to learn how to network. Now, the question is whether there's going to be anybody in that group that whether there's going to be anybody in that group that's going to be a powerful referral source for you, that's a question mark, and it's a big commitment because you're going down there every single week. But it's a phenomenal place to learn how to network. And why is that? Why is that a phenomenal place to learn how to network?
Get it out in front of them instead of the public.
Get it out in front of them. Get what out in front of them?
You're learning how to get your message across in front of them.
Yes. So you're learning how, you're practicing your message every single week, right? And by the way, do you guys know about the eyebrow test? You know about the eyebrow test? When you share something with someone, if their eyebrows don't go up, then you probably didn't really connect. So you need to take your message to the next level. So, hey, let me show you something cool. Eyebrows go up. It's the eyebrow test. It's called walking the dog, right? So if you walk in your dog and nobody says, hey, that's a cute dog, then you probably got the wrong dog. Okay? So walk the dog, right? That's a great place to practice. And so if you're not getting, you know, if you don't have the right people in that group, maybe you need to try another group. Or maybe what you need to do is upgrade to a high-level referral source that can send you a ton of business. And everybody in here should know what that source is. And if you don't know, we need to unpack that today. Get with your coach. Your coach is here in this building. Interact with other people at lunch today. Flesh this out. And you need to have three powerful referral source types that you can go to, all right? And you need really two systems. Number one, you need an effective relationship system, a referral relationship system. In other words, what I mean by that is that you've identified those referral sources, you've established a route, you've established a contact pattern where you go in and you bring the secret weapon, have your five-point marketing message, you have your referral reward program, you add value to them, and you keep doing that over and over and over. You go back every single month. And then as you build that relationship, hey, would you guys like for us to come in and bring breakfast at your meeting? Oh, that'd be fantastic. Wow. Can you do that? As a matter of fact, the person that was going to speak at our sales meeting on Tuesday morning can't show up. You're going to be their hero. You're going to be there. You're going to save the day. What are you going to do? You're going to come in and you're going to educate. You're going to entertain. You're going to demonstrate. Make sense? And then the second system that you have, simple systems, is you have a referral reward program that every single person who refers you, that they get rewarded. Okay, so you need those two systems. Yes or yes? Questions. Let me take, I've got about 5 minutes for questions. Who has my first question? Bruce.
I'm curious, what is the biggest stumbling block that you're hearing about? What's the biggest stumbling block that you're hearing for service companies to not go out and make those referral calls? What are the reasons people are giving you why they won't do it?
They don't give me the reason. But I'll tell you what the reason is. I'll tell you what some of the reasons are, and I'd like to hear from Santi. Actually, let me hear from Santi first. Santi, talk to us, because you're closer to it than I am right now.
Stephanie is the example.
Uh-oh. She's like, oh, my.
So I remember talking with Stephanie about this same thing.
I love it.
This exact same thing. And I brought it back to, remember that one presentation we had 200 realtors and that you were going to do it. You were going, I was going, and Dana was going, and last minute Daniel
said... Oh, I thought you were talking to her. I'm over here drinking water, blowing my nose.
Last minute Daniel says, I'm not going, and then you said, gee, you got this, right?
Of course you got this.
Last minute, 200 realtors, and I'm walking in and I'm freaking out. That fear is paralyzing.
That's called training, by the way.
Yeah, that fear is like, it's bad. I mean, you start sweating. You're thinking you're going to die up there. I mean, every single thing that comes to your mind that could go wrong is going wrong. And I was paralyzed, right? And I was thinking, okay, if I don't go in, there's no one else. Like, I have to go in. Went in, we did the presentation, it was great, right? It was awesome, then I loved it, and I called Howard and said, it was so great. But before, it's so terrible, it's terrifying. And I remember still going up to the first time I did a referral call, driving up in the car, sitting outside, looking at my phone, hoping it rings. So I don't have to walk in. Like, something happened. I don't want to walk in. And then we were talking about that. Like, every single reason why not to go in. And it all came down to fear. But you guys know what fear stands for.
Yep.
False evidence appearing real. In my mind, like, I walked in. They were going to eat me alive. They were going to shoot me and kick me. Who knows, right? But then you went in, it wasn't that bad. Was it? And then it gets better and better and easier and easier. But before you know it, they know you and they're your friends.
Yep.
You got to start.
Love it. All right. Next question. Dan.
I got another one for Santi. Don't go with the chief.
Don't go anywhere, chief.
Okay. So I'd like to know... piggybacking off what Bruce said, what are you hearing are the top three reasons why people aren't getting successful scheduling and implementing those breakfast and lunch presentations, and what are the top ways that they can get it done?
Good. Great.
All right. You want the true answer behind it?
Yes.
There's no one pushing them. That's it. When we got our team together, right? Because, okay, so Howard used to do it. Then we had Jimmy. Then we had a little bit there for a little while that we were kind of in transition. Then it was me. Then it was Joe. And then it was me again, right? And we were kind of just building it out. But we never really spent that much focus on it, right? And then we hired three people.
Which, by the way, came through our business planning. So one of the key things, going back to your question, is as a business owner, if you'll sit down and really take a look at where you're at, okay, and make the commitments that you need to make. And so I'm looking at it, and we're in our annual business plan. I'm like, you know, we preach referral marketing, but we're on maintenance. And if we still on maintenance, then somebody else is going to come along and, you know, it's not going to be pretty. So are we going to put our money where our mouth is or not?
And that was the main reason, that's too expensive to hire somebody. I still remember Scotty saying, is that going to fit in the budget or not? And I want to see some returns.
Especially a manager.
Right. So, but then after starting to go through that, we hired some folks. And then the next step was like, okay, we got to hold them accountable to it. We got to set a goal, set a target as to, all right, we're going to do at least one presentation in the next month, okay? go do it. Perfect. Now, of course, we all went. We did it together. And we had some presentations. We had five people of us and two over there. And it was, yeah, it was funny, but like, okay, let's just do it. Like, it doesn't matter. It's the exact same thing. But little by little, then, because they came in, they saw the process, right? They had the procedure, but someone had to hold them accountable on the back end afterwards. And on our meetings, it's like, okay, how many presentations did we do? And we were, when I was leading those meetings before Leaky took over, the only thing that I got down to asking was like, okay, we know there's a direct correlation between presentations and referrals. How many presentations did we do?
Yep, and they set a goal. Okay, last question. Who has my final question? Yes, sir.
Real quick scenario, what is your presentation?
Would breakfast presentation or when we just walk in the door? Walk in the door. Hi, I'm Howard Partridge, and I brought you some goodies. So you got a little goodie bag like this or whatever, and you give that to the rejectionist. I mean the receptionist. And brought you some goodies, brought you some donuts or whatever. Pause. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, and one other thing. I appreciate you guys' referrals. Now, she's assuming that someone there refers us. So, do you want to put that pie in the break room? Yeah, can you remind me where that is? Never been there before. Go to the break room, put the pie out. And by the way, I'm wearing a sport coat. Why am I wearing a sport coat? Because I got brochures here. I got free trial offer cards here. Be sure to put some cards out. You have no idea, right? I'm like a fan of brochures, a fan of free trial offer cards. And by the way, I'm going to take my time and make sure that these are perfect. Why am I going to take my time? Because somebody's going to smell that pie and they want a piece of it. And literally within 5 minutes, I'm going to have brand new referral sources literally eating out of my hands. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, let me ask you another
the other part of that, because that don't always work. And that may have, and I'm sure it did, it was great. But what happens if I can't imagine you, or you really...
Let me ask you this. How many times have you walked in with a pie and said that, and they said something like that?
I'm too scared to at this point, okay?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's probably false evidence appearing real. How many people in this room have ever brought in a pie or food or goodies or whatever and got kicked out? Nobody. Anybody that's done that and got any kind of negative response?
I had a twist to it.
You had a twist to it?
These are fat-free, calorie-free.
These are fat-free, calorie-free, yeah. So, okay. So here's what I want you to do. At your lunch tables during the Inner Circle Lunch and Learn, you're going to have a little Lunch and Learn, okay? And I want you guys to discuss at your tables. Let's talk about that. Talk to some people in here that are actually doing it. I'm telling you. And I remember that conversation with Stephanie. I think we're like, just do one, right? Just do one. Walk in one door, then walk in two doors, then walk in three doors. And now she's like the referral queen. 60,000 to 500,000. Nice little ring there. Yeah. Okay. How many of you love the beach like I do? Let me see your hands. How many of you love Destin? How many of you want to just like take your referrals to the next level? How many of you would like to go to the beach and you don't care what else happens just as long as you're at the beach, right? Yeah. So we were doing these quotes in our small group yesterday, and Cherry Perry has these little quotes, you know. It's like what would be one of the quotes? We don't have time to go through them all, but just give me an example of one quote. Okay, I can read it. So what you do is you add to every quote at the beach. Okay, so let's see what this one says. This one says, it's never too late to be what you might have been at the beach. Okay? Just always add at the beach. Anyway, the reason I asked that question is because 50, only 50 very fortunate companies are going to be able to participate in a one-time only, never done before, and probably never happen again, referral mastery seminar in Destin, June 21st and 22nd. We've got about six or seven companies that signed up last night, maybe 10. And I want to invite you down there. Santi, would you give me one of those forms so I can read off what we're going to do? So David Fry, who is my marketing mentor, he is a referral marketing master. He's also an internet marketing expert. Will be there with me and Santiago, Daryl Thomas. And the idea is to master referral marketing, not just learn about it, but master it. Okay, so what's going to happen there is on this sheet here. So if you want to explode your referrals, learn some new techniques. David Fry is the only person in the world that I know that's both a referral marketing expert and an internet marketing expert, and that creates a very powerful combination, because last night he was talking about creating Facebook groups for referral partners and things like that. So we're going to learn how to do this stuff online through social. Okay, so here's what's going to happen there. Of course, we're going to go through our referral marketing systems to make sure that you got those down. How about this? How would you like to learn how to build a referral marketing dream team with Santiago like he did? Learn how he did that. How to find the right marketing reps, how to train them, how to pay them, how to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do, how to lead and manage that marketing team. Let me ask you this. How many of you are interested in this? I've done a bunch of joint ventures, right? Generated millions of dollars with partnerships, right? So I'm going to share with you how I've done that, how you move a referral source to a joint venture partner, how to structure a win-win partnership. We've done a bunch of in-house programs where they sell your service for you. How to do events, that's very big. How to do lunches, how to do different events, because those are very powerful and that can really ramp up. So, for example, let's say if you get 15 of your referral sources in a room and you spend an hour with them, you're doing 15 plus hours worth of work in 1 hour and having more impact because you've created an experience, right? Make sense? Okay. And then you're going to leave with your very own referral marketing playbook. We're going to have it fill in the blanks where you're going to leave, and you're going to have your referral marketing message. You're going to have your referral partner list. You're going to have your scripts. You're going to have your reward program, and you're going to have your referral marketing action plan, all right? Lunch is included both days. Myself, David Fry, and Santiago and Daryl will be available to you. It's only $497 per company. That's two tickets, so you can bring your spouse or your marketing person. If you bring a third person, that'd be just $100 extra. At Topsail, June 21st, and 22nd, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., then we're going to go to the beach, okay? So we're not actually going to take time to pass these out, but if you're interested in this, I want you just to go to the table. Michelle, will you wave your hand back there? Okay, just go see Michelle and Victoria. Wave your hand. Just go to the table, get signed up, because we're only going to take 50 companies for this. Guaranteed or your money back, this is going to be off the charts. It's going to be amazing, okay? Referrals is the number one way to get new clients. It's the number one way to get better clients. And when you can infuse the power of the internet with it, it just goes off the charts. And we've got to take this to the next level. We can't let fear, we can't let FTI, we can't let anything else get in our way. We need to master this. And if you don't go, send your referral marketing team down there, and it'll be a great treat for them. How will they feel about you if you send them to the beach? Yes? Yeah, amazing. All right, well, that's it for me. I'm going to invite our MC up, Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.